This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Delighted to be broadcasting this hour with Rich Sheban. His website, offgridmontana.com. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. It's always a pleasure. How are you today?
Very well. Hey, Rich, I want to share a telephone call I had yesterday. And this is indicative of how we're falling down in this country, which I believe is germane to the rest of the discussion. So when we first moved to Missouri about 12 years ago, I wanted to, as we were building the basement and slowly finishing the house, we had some moisture, and I wanted to prevent mold and mildew. So I needed to buy a dehumidifier. I looked around, and I found one about 50 miles away, and I went to the appliance store, and I bought one. It was made by Whirlpool. I did what I thought was the best research I could do, and so I bought this Whirlpool. And it's called a gold model, Whirlpool Gold. So it's never worked right. It's been just lousy. And so I went to hook it up yesterday. And it would start, run for about, I don't know, 5 seconds and shut off. Then it would run for 5 seconds and then shut off. And it's one of these ridiculous ones that has these control panels. You push the button. It doesn't have a knob. It's not mechanical. It's electronic. And I must have been out of my mind for buying an electronic control one, you know, a little computer control. It's silly. Because the old one that I have that's 30 years old from the 1980s or so, works just great. It's this newer one that's lousy. So I called the number for Whirlpool support, and that they just said, look, can't really help you with that. We'll just send a service guy out. I'm thinking, send a service guy out for a dehumidifier? I said, well, let me ask you this. I'd like to know about this part. I think maybe it is the control board. Well, we can't help you. You need parts. So I get transferred to the parts department, which is another telephone number. And so I said, well, how much is this? And the girl's having trouble finding the exact part. And I said, it's the control board. And she finds it. She says, oh, here it is, $124.99. I'm thinking, that's about what I paid for the whole unit. And I said, is there shipping on that? And she said, yeah. $16.69. I said, I'm in Missouri. Is there tax on that? Yeah, $5.99. She said, the total is $147.67. I said, $147.67 for this one little part, right? She said, yes. I said, I think I'll just throw it away. And, you know, I'm being facetious, and I'm annoyed. I'm just annoyed that I bought this dehumidifier. And I'm thinking, when I bought this dehumidifier, then it's going to last a lifetime. I must have been out of my mind. Because appliances don't last very long anymore. So I did a little bit more research. And I find out that Whirlpool has recalled some of these dehumidifiers. Over a million of them. They have recalled over a million dehumidifiers. How is that possible that a company can make that many defective products? And that's nothing compared to this other company in China that's manufactured dehumidifiers and recognized brands have put their name on them. They manufactured about 4 million that are defective. How is it possible to make so many defective products, sell them, and then say, you know what? I think there's a problem with these. They start fires, and millions of dollars in property damage has occurred as a result of these defective products. So, class, if you have a dehumidifier, I suggest you go to the internet and you type in dehumidifier recall. You're going to be absolutely shocked at what you see. The brand names, and I'll bring that up in just a minute. So, do you have any thoughts on this? I mean, how do we get to this point where we're making such crappy products, selling them, and then these companies are still in business? How is that possible?
Well, I could talk about this for a couple hours, Vince, but I'll try to make it real short because I was laughing when you were talking about this story. This is such a typical, I want to categorize your little story as a disposable, pass-the-buck, typical USA commerce these days. And that's that would be the headline of your little discussion there. And we have gotten to the point that we have such a fascist system in America where the big corporate oligarchies have been protected by the courts, by big government, and basically the establishment, the system, if you will, and that's why they have high regulations, high minimum wage laws, all the lobbyists, because the small and medium-sized businesses can no longer grow enough to compete. And if you look at the statistics in America, as far as primary income goes, and mom-and-pop and small and medium-sized businesses, that's only 4 to 6% of businesses for primary income in America today. It's all the big corporate oligarchies. So when you are protected by the system, you can have this disposable, pass the buck, who cares about liability issues, because the system and the courts and the government is protecting the people who are doing the commerce today. And I talk about this on the air all the time, and that's why we have the situation we have now. This is why we have to start standing for principle. And not to change the subject or anything, but I'm going to. I just want to say before we get into discussion, Vince, I just want to say congratulations to the state of Montana and Greg Gianforte for winning the special election last night on the Republican ticket. So that's good news. So what would you like to discuss today, Vince?
Well, let me just finish a little bit more about these dehumidifiers very quickly. So Whirlpool, 1,400,000 dehumidifiers have been recalled. Whirlpool. That's just them. Now, if you go to this other brand, and it's this particular brand is, well, they've been sold under Danby and Premier, DeLonghi, Superclima, Fetters, Fellini, Frigidaire, General Electric, Gree, G-R-E-E, Kenmore, Norpol, Seabreeze, and Solus Air. Okay, those. How many of them? I just saw it. I believe it's about 4 million of them. Just about 4 million. Between 3 and 4 million of these dehumidifiers. And why? Well, because they can overheat, smoke, catch fire, and cause burn hazards to their customers. Now, dehumidifiers used to be made with metal enclosures. Well, we've improved them, so they have these plastic enclosures now. That seems to be one part of the problem. So, bottom line is, if you have a dehumidifier, just go to your favorite search engine, type in dehumidifier recall, and you may find that yours has been recalled. So, I just wanted to share that with you. It's frustrating. It's expensive, and it's carelessness, in my opinion. It's carelessness that causes this, and that's one of the problems. Rich, I was hugging my dog, Thomas Jefferson, on the floor. He's a Mastiff, an English Mastiff, and so he and I get on the floor, and we talk. And I was looking at this ladder that I placed in the living room. I'm doing some work in the living room, and I have this ladder made by Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R. It's 20 years old. It's a fiberglass ladder. It's like a 7-foot ladder. And I noticed that the label that says Werner is on cockeyed. Just one more indication of shoddy workmanship. You know, if I were the plant manager making those ladders, and I saw that the labels, our label, you know, our logo was put on cockeyed on our final product, you know, that would be in stores, customers would have that ladder for years and years and years, and the label would be cockeyed, I would fire everyone involved in putting that label on cockeyed. I'd say, hey, guys, come take a look at these ladders here, this whole shipment of ladders. And what do you notice? Do you notice that anything kind of odd? Do you notice that you haven't paid attention to put the label on it in line with the ladder? It's cockeyed. It's not centered. It's not straight. It's not plumb. Have you noticed that? Good. You're all fired. I mean, that's what I would do. For carelessness. I wouldn't tolerate it. But that's what we've done. Rich, even it's everywhere. Lack of concern. Lack of attention to detail. Lack of quality assurance. I believe that's one of the reasons why we're falling down. And we, as purchasers of products, are willing to put up with it. We think that it's normal for a DVD player to wear out in 2 years. We think it's normal for a TV to last only a few years. We think it's normal for a refrigerator or a freezer or a dishwasher to last 8 years. We think that's normal. It's unacceptable.
Well,
I want it fixed.
When we as a nation, Vince, when we lower the bars of standards and expectations, it's directly proportional with the descension of despair. And that's why people feel like they're losing control of their own destiny. And that's why drug use, I mean, I read an article just a few days ago about, my gosh, the LSD coming back, heroin, marijuana is 10 times more potent, meth is going through the roof, and now there's a new opioid on the market that's like a elephant tranquilizer, 10,000 times more potent than morphine. Morgues are piling up, I mean, with people. I mean, it's just... things are really getting out of hand, and that's one of the reasons why I'm motivated to talk about ideas and solutions and especially things that are politically incorrect to say, because the power structure does not want to cultivate thinkers. They want to cultivate followers, and that's absolutely the last thing that America needs.
Well, Rich, what about the elites? What do you think that they're up to? Let's talk about their template to destroy our country. Let's talk about that. And then let's talk about whose fault is it when we come back. Rich Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex contacts, employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt.
But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me.
I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to.
Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. Offgridmontana.com. Rich, the elites. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you mentioned the elites template. You know, they have a template, a blueprint, a playbook, however you want to describe it, for basically our destruction, meaning the U.S. So what I want to do is put a few things in context before I talk about the actual flowchart itself. And first of all, their MO is to distract, dumb down, and divide us by every group possible. Race, gender, sex, religion, ideology. And you're going to see a lot of generational fights induced by the powers that be, like, for example, the millennials against the baby boomers, because they need chaos. They need infighting. That's what they need in order to create this divide and conquer mentality that's been alive for thousands of years. This has been happening since before the Roman Empire. It's just gotten a little more sophisticated and disguised. Next, the mainstream media is one of their main tools for, in fact, their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. In other words, their main job is to sway public opinion. And that's one of the reasons why the mainstream media has as low as a 6% believability rate. The next thing I want to talk about, and I mentioned this on your show before, I had the privilege of listening to Dr. Ben Carson when he came to Kalispell, Montana. Here in Northwest Montana, the first words out of his mouth was, "I hate political correctness." When you're politically correct, I'm paraphrasing what he said right after that, you turn minorities into victims. And I want you to remember that while I go through the flowchart. So basically what has happened is that the elites have turned the United States of America into the divided groups of America. Their number one, their most common pitch from the mound to the batter's box is to throw a ball that's going to divide us by groups. Group identity politics is their number one form of division. And this is why they hate people who stand for principle. Now, we can make this list very long, but I have three short things on my stand for principle list that everybody should adopt. First of all, we need to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody in American soil, because we have a separate tiered system of different rules, laws, and accountability. And that includes ethics, morals, values, and consequences for whatever happens. They're all different depending on what group you're in. Again, race, skin pigmentation, gender, sex, religion, ideology, generation. We can't do this. We have to go back to the rule of law and the same rules and accountability as well. And truth. We've gotten to the point where the powers that be are calling us truthers if we demand truth. Why listen to this radio show? Why go to college? Why listen? Why communicate? Why speak? Why listen to television? Why read the news? I mean, nothing matters if you're just, in other words, when I talk about truth, you have to have the guts and be willing to say the truth and be hated for it in lieu of blowing smoke up someone's keister and telling certain people or certain groups what they want to hear. And thirdly, if one group does it, we all need to do it. And that's something that we have been very hesitant to do because the attorneys and the judges have been bought and paid for in this country. And it doesn't matter if it's aristocracy, big corporate America, big government, what group you're in, we all have to have, if someone does it, we have to have the guts to do it as well. Now, the flow chart goes as follows, and these are all subsets under political correctness, and we need to start with the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. And we cannot allow group identity politics to destroy the United States of America. When you do this, when the elites create a separate tiered system of different rules, laws, and accountability, that automatically lowers the bars of standards and expectations. And they expect us to go along with this. So when you lower the bars of standards and expectations, you're saying this group can't compete. This group's work is suboptimal. So you insult the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people shoved into these victim group classes or protectionist group classes. So what happens? Again, more infighting. And I'll finish the flowchart after the message.
Yeah. Rich Stevens with us. This is USAForParis.com. I'm Vince Vanelli. Be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. The Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, you were talking about the divided groups of America and the elite. Please continue.
Yeah, well, after we lower the bars of standards and expectations, Vince, and after you insult the work ethic, ability, and intelligence of all these people who were shoved into these groups, and then if you disagree publicly, you are get more politically correct buzzwords thrown at you, like controversial extremist, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent hater with a anti in front of any word you can think of and an ism, ist, or phobia on the back of any other word you can think of. So we have to be aware of this because everything that they are accusing patriotic Americans of being, they are being that tenfold. They just have a bigger microphone than we do, so that's how they get away with it. So what they're trying to do is break our will and make us submissive and basically change our minds through intimidation, threats, shaming, blackmail, blacklisting, and basically put us into conformity in that manner. So if that doesn't work, then they do another triple D effect, which is demonize, discredit, and delegitimize each individual until they shut up, keeping the bars of standards lower and expectations lower, and then they normalize or put on the chopping block. Now, you got to remember, before I go through a few examples here, this is not a left-right paradigm. Only at the low information levels does it look like a left-right paradigm. There's maybe a 5% difference between so-called Republicans and Democrats, okay? It's the aristocracy versus the serfs. Now, there may be a little larger difference than 5% when you look at conservative versus liberal ideology. But you got to also remember, the liberals have been taken over by the globalists. Now, when I talk about normalizing certain behaviors or certain groups being on the chopping block, let me just mention a short list here. This is what's going to happen if this flowchart continues to go towards what most people would consider the left or the globalist or New World Order direction. China-style communism, censorship, surveillance, which is basically the new police state, financial economic confiscation, in other words, poverty for the bottom 93%, continued fascism. It's amazing how many people don't even know what fascism really means, because the people on the left who are calling Trump a fascist, he's doing everything in his power to break up the antitrust monopoly big companies. He even went on a little rant about was it Facebook or Alphabet, Google? I can't remember. You know, the big five artificial intelligence agencies, you know, the Apple and things like that. Man, if he broke all those up, broke up the big banks, I think that would create so much prosperity for even the bottom 93% of Americans. Words like father, mother, husband, wife, boy, girl, all the definitions have been changed, and people saying don't say it because you're insulting people. We're living really truly in a virtual reality, politically correct Twilight Zone episode. Families be gone, fathers being replaced by the state, pedophilia. I'm seeing, reading articles. This is all things I'm reading now. I'm not making this up. I'm seeing about adults bearing children, pets, farm animals, inanimate objects. I mean, we're totally losing it. Young children choosing sexual identity in public schools as young as 6 years old. I mean, political correctness has really gone wild. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the rule of law, all on the chopping block. Free speech and the right to protect yourself, all on the chopping block. No restrictions on rights, and it's going to depend on what group you're in. And there's going to be no restitution to go with it. Terrorism is going to go through the roof, and the middle class will be totally extinct. So, Vince, this is basically, if I had to give a presentation, because, you know, with being on the radio, you can't give a two-hour speech. When you do, you lose people anyway. And basically, in less than 10 minutes, this is the template, the elite template or playbook or blueprint to the destruction of the United States. What do you think?
I think you've made a lot of sense, and just to connect a couple dots, you know, there have been posts even in the New York Times about the removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee in New Orleans. I mean, it's history. And why are we doing that? We're not doing that, but other people are doing that. Why? Well, because it hurts people's feelings. You know, the Confederacy hurts people's feelings. Really? It was history. And, you know, I was on the phone with one of our instructors. I mentioned that if you look around the studio here, where I am, you'll see a huge American flag. It's folded into a triangle. It's probably, 10 feet wide. It's huge. You'll see off to my left a lithograph of maybe 17 presidents. And that's all there were at that time, so it's very old. A picture of an airfield, World War II airfield with biplanes on it. Photographs, original photographs from back then. Oh, maybe 24 inches by 18 inches or so. Then behind me, there's an 18 by 24 inch photograph of LZ-129, the Hindenburg, on the voyage just before it blew up at Lakehurst Naval Ammunition Depot. And, you know, these are, and then I have a Luftwaffe helmet. And then I have a Doughboy helmet. And I have a Japanese meatball flag. And a cup and saucer that if you turn it over, it will have the Nazi swaz on it. Now, am I a skinhead? No. You've been in the studio here at the farmhouse. You know that I'm not. But these are reminders. These are historical artifacts of things that have happened. But yet, people's feelings are hurt because of statues that remind us of our history. It's an outrage that some people are removing public property. They're removing public property, stating that the reason they're doing it is it hurts some people's feelings. It's an outrage. Let me tell you another outrage. And this is my reaction to what you've said. Back in the early 1970s, I had a job pumping gas. I was also an air conditioning technician at a Texaco station. I was pumping gas, and this young man came up, and he was a black man, young black man, about my age. And so I was pumping gas in his vehicle. And at that time, I had applied to a state university for acceptance. And it was the same university that my father attended and graduated from. It was his alma mater. I had a letter of recommendation from one of the chairs of the department who knew our family very well, came to our house, wrote a letter of recommendation suggesting that I be accepted for admission at the university. I attended and graduated from an all-boys Catholic high school. I was taught by the Jesuits. The schooling that I received was college preparatory. So everything made sense to go to college. I was denied acceptance. And I was pumping gas in this young man's car. And I noticed that he had on the back window a label that had the university name, the same university that I had applied to, and was denied acceptance. And I said to him, so, are you going to the university? And he said, no, I'm going to be starting, you know, next semester. The same semester that I would be starting if I had been accepted. And I said, well, how'd you do on the exam? I said, what exam? I said, the entrance exam. He said, I didn't have to take an entrance exam. I said, okay. That's the kind of thing that you're talking about. That's the kind of thing that makes people angry. This young man did not have the same testing, did not have to go through, jump the same hoops that I had to go through. He was accepted and I was not. Now, I really appreciate what he did. I really do. And it's going to sound odd. But what he did was he took my place at the university. Now, it would have cost less for me to go to that state school than the other university I went to. I went to a much, 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 much better university. So I'm so glad he took my place. And if I knew his name, I'd send him a thank you note. But at the time, I was pretty frosted. And that's the wedge that you're talking about, that these elite have been driving through those of us in the middle. Isn't that what you're talking about?
Well, absolutely. This is by design. This is not for these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, and prosperity diversity and inclusiveness. I mean, when I show a chart that I do a talk titled The Rise of Political Correctness and the Fall of the Middle Class, and basically the middle class and the poor has melded together. Now it's the bottom 93% of the poor slash middle class. So that's why Ben Carson was talking about how he hates political correctness, because when you are politically correct, you turn minorities into victims. Now think about the people who have minority status. It's pretty much everybody in America that isn't poor slash middle class, white male, heterosexual with a Christian name. It sounds almost satirical. It's so ridiculous. And this is why when you lower the bars of standards and expectations, you're insulting the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people shoved into these groups. And then you degrade and you disrespect those people. And then you degrade and disrespect the United States of America, because everything that built this country, ingenuity, productivity, innovation, has been thrown out the window with the baby in the bathwater. So when you, to break your will and make you submissive through intimidation, threats, shaming, blackmail, blacklisting, etc., by throwing these politically correct buzzwords at you, a different level of them, like, again, extremist, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, all the things that they are. They call us because they have the microphone. And they have the super elite who own all of the massive, the big four or five companies that control 95% of the information.
And then we have the entitlement group, right? Who feel that we owe it to them just because. I don't know what their thought process is, but I've got a little short story I'd like to share with you when we come back. Rich Eben, offgridmontana.com.
My name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery.
Yet no one seems to care.
Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved?
Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story waiting to be told.
A story that will not go away.
Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We share actual experiences that tie to the things that we're discussing. And Rich even mentioned dumbing down of America, and it's absolutely true. And I've got some anecdotal evidence to connect those dots. And here it is. So my son and I were at an auto parts store. It was a chain, regional chain store of auto parts. And we were waiting at the counter. And there were a bunch of young people behind the counter, employees, all dressed in uniforms. They had the shirts on that were the colors of the auto parts chain. The guys were standing around and kind of leaning and doing nothing. They're just leaning on whatever surface they could lean on. But they weren't helping us, okay? They're just standing around, kind of lollygagging or whatever they were doing, but it was not productive. And my son looked at me, and he said very quietly, he turned to me where they couldn't hear, he said, "You'd fire him, wouldn't you?" So, of course. And so when it was our turn, I said to the guy, so when you're here and their customers aren't here, do you open the boxes and look inside and see what's in every box so that you know? So when a customer comes in, you can say, yeah, I know what that is. And we've got those. He said, no, they don't pay me enough to do that. So they pay him enough to stand and lean on some surface to help support himself, but they don't pay him enough to learn the business, to be more effective at helping customers. That's just another example of the dumbing down of America. We don't think it's important to know what we're doing. And if you go to any major chain, I don't care whether it's Lowe's or whatever it is, Walmart, go to any of these large stores and you need help trying to determine which product is the right one or where the darn product is or where the aisle is that has the product, you're probably going to be at a loss to find somebody who can help you. They may be able to point, it's over in the left corner of the store, in the back there. But in terms of can you help me with, is this the right product or is that the right, which is the best one for these circumstances? They'll be hard-pressed to do it. They'll be hard-pressed to know what the heck you're even talking about. Rich, can you identify with what I just said?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's a law of diminishing returns for everything. That's whether it be the printing of money, political correctness, affirmative action, and quotas, you name it. We've gotten to the point in America where hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications used to get us somewhere. And now we've gotten to the point where all these politically correct buzzwords, you know, you can't say a joke at work anymore. Even Clint Eastwood came out publicly a week ago. I read his article and said that you can't even joke in America anymore because of political correctness. So people, when they go to work, they hate their jobs. People are getting jobs and promotions based on what, again, skin pigmentation or race or gender or sexual orientation or ideology in lieu of, again, hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. So when you have a law of diminishing returns, which every aspect of society does, value and appreciation descends rapidly. Despair increases along with poverty. And hope fades. And that's what we have in America. We've lowered the bars of standards and expectations so much that people are not seeing light at the end of their tunnel. And when you have a big fascist system where the big corporate oligarchies are protected by big government and the court system, you almost don't have any other avenues or roads to go down to create prosperity, success, and control your own destiny. And that's the despair that we're seeing. People have just given up, Vince.
Interesting you say that. It reminds me of the day I used to be a teacher, and I used to get to my class early. And the other teachers in one of the departments used to complain that I would take the best spot, the very best spot. I took the number one parking spot. And they complained to me. And I said, I'll tell you what, I really don't have time to talk about it. They came to my classroom. They were annoyed. I said, I'll tell you what, I really don't have time to talk about it right now. But I'll tell you what, 6:30. Let's talk about it 6:30 tonight. I'll be here. We never had the meeting. And you know,
I guess wonder why.
And you know why I had the best parking space? Because I asked the superintendent for keys so I could get into the classroom early. And I would arrive at 6 o'clock in the morning, maybe 6:30, and I would stay until, 6:30 at night. And I parked next to the door where I could go in. I was always carrying computer equipment in and out. And, I would go on service calls with students and so forth and travel around the campus.
The plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 432-6433.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.